you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis police are investigating the city's latest homicide. A Chatfield police officer faces several charges following a DWI arrest in Bloomington. And the DNR has a few boating safety tips for this Memorial Day weekend. But first, an ICE agent charged with felony assault related to an incident back in February in the Twin Cities makes his first court appearance today. 35-year-old Gregory Morgan Jr. is accused of pointing a gun at another car on Highway 62 during Operation Metro Search. His attorney, Ryan Pasega.
People do not yet know what was going through his mind or what he was experiencing. And it's easy to get, I think, riled up and think, well, he allegedly pointed a gun at a vehicle that swerved at him. And that's it, right? But there's so much more to the story here.
The federal government now has until June 4th to provide final written responses in the shooting deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by ICE agents during Operation Metro Search. The state and county are suing the federal government for information that led to the deaths and the way in which it all unfolded. The feds have shared very little information about the incidents. Good was shot and killed on January 7th. Preddy was shot and killed 2.5 weeks later. Minneapolis police are investigating the city's latest homicide. It happened around 5:30 yesterday afternoon in the 1300 block of 18th Avenue North. Officers arrived to find a 16-year-old male with gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. A 44-year-old man was also shot and drove himself to a nearby gas station to call for help. He was taken into the hospital and is expected to survive. Police are now investigating the connection between the two, if any. No word on if a suspect is in custody. A Chatfield police officer faces several charges following a DWI arrest in Bloomington around midnight on Thursday. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says 61-year-old Kenneth Gallion was in full police uniform and had a 0.28 blood alcohol concentration when he was arrested after speeding and crashing his car in the 9400 block of Lindale Avenue.
And again, this scene here is something that, thank God, we don't see all the time. But make no mistake about it, I don't care who you are. You come to our city, you break the law, we're gonna lock you up. I am just glad that no member of the public was hurt.
Records show Gallion faces two DWI charges and a charge for carrying a pistol while under the influence of alcohol. After a several hours long meeting, the Minneapolis City Council voted Thursday to create a 6-month moratorium on data centers. The measure goes to a committee on June 16th, and then a public hearing will be held. They also rejected a plan to buy land for a new training and wellness center for law enforcement. Minnesota's new Chief Justice Theodora Gaietis is joining other state leaders in volunteering at Catholic Charities today. Gaietis stepped outside the courtroom with roughly 40 other legal professionals to serve lunch at the St. Paul Opportunity Center. She says the event is a chance to foster trust and connect top legal officials directly with the community members they serve.
To meet new faces, to explain what we do, and just to have that connection with the lives of not only other volunteers, but individuals who are using Catholic Charities.
The event is expected to feed 300 people today. Gaietis says she plans to carry this focus on community into her time on the bench. A western Minnesota town is bucking a trend that's been spreading through rural communities. Members of the Ortonville City Council voted to buy 2024 Minnesota state flags to be flown on city property. Ortonville has about 2,000 residents and is located on the south shore of Big Stone Lake, which straddles Minnesota's border with South Dakota. The vote was 6-1, with one council member telling the Star Tribune that they have more important things to discuss. Critics argue the new state flag was adopted with little input from outstate communities. Memorial Day weekend is here, and there will be lots of DNR watercraft out there to help keep boaters safe. Eric Sullivan leads the DNR Enforcement Division's Marine Unit.
Be patient on the boat ramp and reduce distractions while out on the water. Check over all your safety equipment. Make sure your life jackets are in good serviceable condition.
Sullivan says wearing a life jacket is the single best way to prevent a fall in the water from turning tragic. Finally, Valley Fair is debuting its newly renovated water park this Memorial Day weekend. The rebranded Superior Shores Water Park is opening to the public this Saturday, unveiling a series of park-wide amenities that include 8 premium rental cabanas, a brand new bar, and a fully updated restaurant. Park President Stephen Summers says it was developed over the last 2.5 years.
It includes 13 brand new water slides, 3 of which are tube slides, 2 are mat racers, and we have a beautiful new kids lagoon that features 8 slides, and this is going to be a great addition called Minnow Bay.
He says they anticipate these additions will anchor a busy summer lineup of food festivals and live entertainment as the park celebrates its 50th year in Shakopee. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.